Today, we were learning lesson 65, the last lesson in topic 3, The World at War. Avram meets the king of Sodom. We're in Sefer Bereishis, chapter 14, Psukim 21 to 24, Perek Yudalid, Psukim Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalid. And in the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 19, near the bottom, the last word on the line, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayomer melech Sodom el Avram, ten li hanefesh v'harechush kach loch. Vayomer Avram el melech Sodom, harimosi yodi el adonai el elyon konei shamayim v'aretz. Imichud v'atzeroch nal v'imekach mikol asher loch. V'lo somar ani hesharti es Avram. Bilodai, rak asher ochlu haneorim v'chelek ho'anashim asher hochu iti oner eshkol umamrei heim yikhu chelkom. Let's look at the psukim inside now. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayomer melech Sodom el Avram. And the king of Sodom said to Avram. Now you'll see a great distinction between Sodom and Malkitzedek. Malkitzedek offered food, although one of his descendants, Kedorla Omar, was a victim of this battle. Sodom, on the other hand, who benefited greatly from Avram, saving his people, saving his country, saving everything. Number one, he doesn't bring any food to Avram, and now he's going to make a demand. And he says, Tain li hanefesh, give me the souls. What does that mean, the souls? All the people who were from Sodom that were in his kingdom, so they were all taken prisoner. So give me back all the prisoners, give me back all the people from my nation, v'harechush, and the possessions that were taken, kach loch, take it for yourself. The reason he's allowing Avram to take the possessions, because he felt Avram already was the owner of it, since Avram already gave Maaser, a tenth, from everything he had. So he figured, Avram figures that he's got all the money, he's taken the loot already. So therefore, he doesn't ask for the loot. So this was Sodom's selfish request from Avram. Let's see Avram's response in Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayomer Avram emelech Sodom. And Avram said to the king of Sodom, Harimot, this is going to be an expression of an oath coming up now. The next two number of words till the end of the Pasuk is an expression of an oath. Harimosi, I have lifted up, from room to lift up. Harimosi yadi, my hand, El Adonai, to the all-merciful king, El Elyon, the God Most High, Kone, the one who makes Shomayim Va'aretz, heaven and earth. The same words that Malkitzedek used. He's raising his hands up to show that my hands really didn't do anything. It was all Hashem. So he's going to explain shortly. So I don't deserve any of the money. You know what was really worth it all? The mitzvah, the Kiddush Hashem. That was everything. So I went out to do one thing, to make a Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify God's name, which I accomplished. And I'm raising up my hand to show that my hands really didn't accomplish anything. It was all through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the one in charge of everything that happens. And therefore, he will express his refusal in the next two psukim. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, im if michut, from a thread, va'ad, and until sroch na'al, and until a na'al, a shoe, sroch string, a shoe string, from a thread until a shoe string. Some explain that chut would be a certain thread people put in their hair to keep their hair together. It means from top to bottom. Not from any amount, the littlest amount. I'm not going to do that. Ve'im, and if ekach, I will take mikol asher loch, from all which is yours. In other words, it's not going to be. Even from a thread, I will not take which is yours. And now Avram gives him a clear reason. Ve'lo somar, and you shall not say, ani, I, the king of Sodom, he'esharti, have made wealthy as Avram. He can say, look, Avram got all my loot, and that's why he became wealthy from me. Avram refuses to take it. So there's two reasons he's refusing to take it. Number one, he feels, I really didn't do anything to deserve it. It was all Hashem, number one. Number two, if I take the money, you will say that you made me wealthy. And I don't want you to tell people you made me wealthy. Now, of course, certainly Avram shouldn't care what Sodom says. But the true answer that why he doesn't want Stone to say he made him wealthy is because Hashem already, in the beginning of this parsha, promised wealth to Avram. And Avram wanted the blessings to come as a result from Hashem and not from anywhere else. He didn't want it to come from the king of Stone. He wants the wealth to come because Hashem blessed him with this. Which would lead us to a question, why in the beginning of this parsha did Avram take the loot from Paro, the gifts from Paro, and didn't refuse it for that reason? So the answer is, first of all, the first reason is he didn't, he went over here to save Lot and to make a Kiddush Hashem. So he wasn't interested in getting money that could misrepresent why he went out. Paro, it wasn't anything that Avram did. He just got a gift from Paro. Number two, when Avram gave the money to Avram, it was in honor of Avram. And that really is the precise fulfillment of Hashem saying you'll become very wealthy. But for Hashem to get wealthy from Stone, from somebody else's troubles, and by capturing it from him that really belonged to someone else who really wouldn't want you to have it because he would have rather have not lost it. So this would not be considered a blessing from Hashem. So now Avram continues and gives the further reasoning. One simple word, Chaf Dalad, Bil Odai, it isn't me. My victory was not me, and therefore I don't want anything. I can be Mavater. I can let go all the money. I could say, I don't want the money. But he only can do that for himself. He can't do it for other people who could claim legitimately that they want something. And there's three groups of people who Avram says it's up to them to take as if they would wish to. Number one, you had his servants who went out to battle with him and they would eat food. They took some of the food that probably belonged to the people of Stone after it was captured, and they were hungry. So they're entitled to eat. So Rak, except for Asher Ochlu, which they ate, Hane Arim, the young lads. Those are the servants. Remember, there were two groups that Avram took with him. The servants, whatever they ate, they should be able to have that food because I can't forego their having the food. And also, the Chelek and the portion of Hoanashim, of the men. Which men? The men who fought. He's referring now to his students. I can't give away their portion of the loot because it's theirs that they deserve as the spoils of war. So that portion that they're entitled to take, Asher Hochu Iti, which they went with me. Now, the servants aren't entitled to a portion because the servants belong to Avram. Whatever a servant has goes to his master. So if the servants take a portion, then it goes to Avram. Servants can get what they ate. That's fine. The students do not belong to Avram, and they don't need to, they probably ate some food too, but they were entitled to some of the loot. And who else is entitled to? Well, Avram could never have gone out to this battle unless his three friends who he had a covenant with, Onir, Eshkol, Umamre, those three people, also Heim Yichu, they will also take Chelkom, their portion, because by watching all my stuff, I was able to go out to battle. So therefore, in short, Avram didn't want anything. Although the king of Stone was offering all the loot, Avram says, I'm not interested in the loot. However, I can't say that about my servants. They're entitled to not have to pay back for the food that they ate. My students who went out to battle, they're entitled to loot. And also, Onir, Eshkol, and Mamre are entitled to loot. It's important to know that although Avram primarily passes this test, you should realize that he did two sins of a very refined nature. The Gemara tells us there are three things, but we only have two that are germane to this topic. There are reasons why the Jewish people would suffer in Egypt for such a long period of time. And one of them was because Avram took his students out to battle with him and kept them away from studying Torah. Even though we know this was a very lofty thing to save Lot, but still, the rabbis feel on Avram's level, he could have probably done it without the students. So that's one strike against him from taking the students away from learning. Strike number two, when the king of Stone says he wants his people back, Avram should have said no. That he should have said, I want them, because he should have reached out to them and tried to bring them under the wings of ethical monotheism as we see not much later on, the people of Sodom become very wicked and get destroyed. So these are two strikes against Avram. On the other hand, for his magnanimity, for not taking from a thread until a shoestring, the rabbis say, in the future, his children get rewarded from this. For the thread, the Jews were entitled to a mitzvah called the chut shel tcheles, the thread of the tcheles, that bluish purple dye that would go on our tzitzis. And tzroch nal, for the shoestring, they would get the ritzua shel tfilin, the straps of tfilin. So there are two mitzvahs that the Jewish people get because of his altruism in this battle. However, God judges the righteous in the most fine way, and his children and descendants do suffer in Egypt because of his other two mistakes. There's a lot more to talk about. I'm just raising the issue for you. Let's now look at the questions. Question number one. Ma omar melech Sodom le'Avram? What did the king of Sodom say to Avram? Acharei shenosan Avram ma'aser merechush malki tzedek. After Avram gave a tenth of his possessions to Malki Tzedek, the king of Sodom said, give me the souls of my country, the prisoners, and you can keep the loot. Two, ma bikesh melech Sodom shiyachzol mimah shelokach me'arba samlochim. What did the king of Sodom request that Avram should return from what he took from the four kings? He should return the nefesh, the souls of the prisoners of Sodom. Three, ma matzia hitzia melech Sodom Avram shikach la'atzmo mimah shelokach me'arba samlochim. What does the king of Sodom offer Avram to take for himself from what Avram took back from the court four kings? The rechush, all the possessions of his country. For ma'ana le'Avram, what did Avram respond when the king of Sodom offered Avram to take all the loot? He said that he would not take the money. Five, targem, translate word harimosi. Harimosi means I have lifted up. Six, Ba'er explained the entire concept. Harimosi yodi al Hashem. That means he's making an oath. Umi Omar Kach, who said this? Avram. And the oath is basically saying that it wasn't me who was successful in this battle, and therefore I don't feel I'm entitled to anything. Seven, Ezatar, what description, Al Hashem, Shel Hashem, what description of Hashem, Nishba Avram Melech Sodom, did Avram use to the king of Sodom to describe Hashem? He described him as the Hashem is the Kel Elyon, Konei Shomayim Va'aretz. Is Avram agree to return anything from the loot that he returned? Does Avram agree to take anything from the loot? No, he does not agree to take anything. Nine, Madua, why lo iskim? Why did he not agree? Number one, he felt that he really didn't deserve anything because it all came from Hashem's help. Number two, he did not want the king of Sodom to suggest that he had made Avram rich. Ten, Madua lokach Avram matanos miparo. Why did Avram take gifts from Paro if he didn't take from the king of Sodom? Number one, Avram didn't want to take the loot because people would think maybe he did it for the loot as well, which would not be the case of Avram. There also, this didn't come because Hashem did anything special by Avram and Paro. And more so, he wanted the blessings of Hashem to be fulfilled in a way that shows Hashem's taking care of Avram and in honor of Avram. That indeed happened when Paro gave the gifts it was the fulfillment of the blessing that Hashem said, I will make you wealthy. But if he would take the money from Sodom, there would not be the fulfillment of the blessing because it came from tragedy, as it were, and him returning stuff that really belonged to someone else. 11. Eisa schar kibal Avram eis Hashem bishvil shel hiskim. What reward did Avram receive from Hashem because he did not agree to take it? The reward is his descendants would have two mitzvahs, the chut shel tcheles, the strand of tcheles for the mitzvah tzitzis, and the ritzuah shel tfilin and tfilin straps. 12. Targem chut, translate the word chut. Chut means a thread. 13. Targem seroch na'al, translate seroch na'al. Seroch is a string, na'al is a shoestring. 14. Targem ha'esharti. Ha'esharti means I made wealthy, from the word ashir. 15. Targem biladai. Biladai means it's not me. 16. Did Avram suggest to the king of stone that his young lads could take from what was returned from stone. So the Arim could take the food that they ate. That's what they could have. 17. Esmahi tziyavul noch som shuchol narov lekachas. What did he say they could take? He said he could take the food that they ate. So 16 is, yes, Avram said they could take things. And 17, what is the food? 18, mi omar lami, who said the following? Valman, concerning what? Rak asher ochla na'arim. But what the na'arim ate, Avram said to Lot that the na'arim, his servants, could keep the food that they ate. 19. Mi hayu anashim. When the Torah talks about the anashim, is it avadim? Is it the servants? O chanichim? Or is it his students? Shochim Avram l'mochama that went with Aram to battle. Im arbas melachim with the four kings. Who are these anashim? They are the chanichim. They are his students. 20. Es mi hayt si Avram l'melach stom shuchol akachas chelik merachush hechser merarbas melachim. Who did Avram suggest to the king of stone that they could take a portion of the possessions that Avram returned? That was his anashim. The people helped him fight, his chanichim, his students. 21. Ha'im Avram rotsa she'oner eshkol mamri yikavlu chelik marachush echzir ma'arbas ha'malachim. Did Avram want that Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre should also get a portion of the possessions they returned back? Yes, they should get it because they watched all of Avram's possessions when he went out to battle. 22. L'sikum, in conclusion. What did Avram agree that from the possessions that are being returned that can be taken? Again, the Ne'arim, the servants, can take the food that they ate. The Anoshim, the students that helped him fight in battle, they can take their portion of the possessions. And Enor, Eshkol, and Mamre can take their portion. 23. Ma'im Hashnei Chatoim She'osa Avram Perek Zeh. What two sins did Avram do in this parak? Number one, by taking the students away from learning Torah and going into battle. And number two, by returning the stone people and not keeping them for himself to convert them to monotheism. 24. Eza onesh kibol zera Avram bishvil chatoim elu. What punishment did the descendants of Avram receive because of this? They would have to go down to Egypt and be slaves in Egypt. Let's go over these last four psukim of the perek. Again, we're in perek Yud Dalet. Psukim Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalet, the bottom of page 19 in the Tanakh. Vayomer Melech Sidom El Avram Ten Li HaNefesh Varuchush Kachloch. Vayomer Avram El Melech Sidom Harimosi Yodi El Adonai El Elyon Konei Shamayim Vorets. Im sero im michut viad seroch nal vimekach mikol asher loch velo somar ani hesharti es Avram biladai rak asher ochlu hanorim vechelek vanashim asher ochlu iti oner eshkol umamre heim yichu chelkam. Please review these psukim for about 15 minutes and then review lessons 61, 62, 63, 64 for another 15 minutes. And that will end topic 3. Have a great day.